We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Ticket.
It's so cold.
This is not fun. It's not fun. And I know, I get it. Like, I was talking to my dad yesterday, who's in upstate New York, and it's -6, but he chose that. This is not what I signed up for.
It's, yeah. And it was warmer this morning.
It was warmer, but it's sloshy out. And
yep.
You know, I've been waiting for the gym population to kick up for the resolutionists. I feel like the weather has kept people away.
I went yesterday evening. It was, it was a little bit crowded. But let's be clear. All of the meatheads and all of the people want to go downstairs and do their own special exercises on the equipment. So they're going to drag the benches all over the gym.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah. They're going to take zone here.
One dumbbell and bring it to the other side of the gym. See those stairs? Nobody don't mess with those stairs.
Mm-mm.
So I can always walk right in and get on the stairs.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So welcome on in, everybody. Tonight we got Heat and Pistons. Heat are back in action for the first time in a while. Big man matchup. You got Hassan Whiteside taking on Andre Drummond. Some interesting things going on with Hassan Whiteside is apparently the Heat have given him an ultimatum to stop taking off your knee brace, which is, I never heard of anything like that. Apparently, he's got the bone bruise and the Heat have a policy that he has to wear a knee brace, and Hassan just took it off in the middle of the game yesterday. And so Eric Spoelstra's out there and he's just like, this is non-negotiable. I'm not going to play if you take it off again. It's a crazy thing. But I don't know, he's obviously going through some stuff that's not comfortable for him, and he's doing some remedies that he thinks works better. That's got to be a weird thing for player and medical staff and coaches to all work out.
It is. I hurt my knee, and it wasn't serious, but in camp. So I was out for a couple of, 3 weeks, and when I came back, they fitted me for this high-tech brace, okay? But when you used to running with your legs close together, and then you have this bulky thing and you cramp up because it's around your calf. And so after I wore it for 3 games and I'm like, yo, I can't run. And so I took it off, but I still had to get taped. So I can understand how uncomfortable it is didn't Chris Bosh wear one to the end of his career?
Apparently, that was a big thing. Chris Bosh hated wearing the brace, and it was a team policy. He had to wear the brace. I never heard anything like that. This was new.
Let me ask you a question. Just random. I make you the Miami Heat. You give somebody $100 million. They have a knee injury, and the brace could help them not re-injure it.
Understandable policy.
Understandable policy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not I get it, it's uncomfortable, but I'm not, it's for your own good.
Yeah, I just don't, how much of those battles go on where it's you are trying to figure it out yourself? Because here's the problem. Hassan goes out there and he stinks up the joint. Nobody gives a rat's ass about his brace. Or, hey, I'm getting slowed up by this brace, or I'm not as comfortable because of this brace. They're going to be like, hey, Hassan, you're slacking it out there. You're slow. You're holding us back.
And that's the other side of it. The other side of it is that it's almost like an escape clause, you know? Like, hey, I'm sucking because I got to wear this brace. I can't move.
Right, right.
And I would say that it wasn't like you were playing like the Greek Freak anyway. So, you know, who else wore one? There's a bunch of people that wore one. You know, big men that actually wore one. Didn't, from San Antonio, I think he wore one for a while.
Who, Duncan?
Duncan. Duncan wore one.
He may have.
But all we remember is Chris Bosh had never slowed him down.
Yeah, but like Chris Bosh was never, you know, Chris Bosh was always, he was silky smooth, man. It was always
still,
just.
But guess what? Still silky smooth with a knee brace.
Yeah. Right? I remember Chris Bosh too. He was like, the big year was like the Raptors. I remember him talking about like the Raptors wanted him to bulk up heavy, you know, because obviously the big thing, Chris Bosh, he never banged down in the middle with the big guys. He was always a finesse player.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated that. Like he said that weighed down his knees and that messed him up. You know, and obviously when he got the Heat, when he was here, like they just had him go out further and further. And then he was a perimeter, you know, defending monster in the pick and roll and stuff like that too. Anyway, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
So yeah, we do have Heat basketball for you tonight. That's a 7:30 tip off. Zaslow, Tommy Tig. They will get you ready at 6:30 with the Miami Heat pregame show. We got a big NBA matchup nationally tonight. You have Celtics against the Cavaliers. There's a big piece today, Leroy, on the front of ESPN.com where Kyrie Irving talked to Jackie McMullen and says that leaving the Cavaliers was inevitable and they didn't want me there because he found out that this is his feeling that once he got wind that they were trying to trade him to Phoenix for Eric Bledsoe, who's represented by LeBron, he did not feel like he was wanted around anymore, and that's when he went to Dan Gilbert with his list of teams.
Yeah?
Yeah, which so did not have the Celtics on it, but this is...
Trying to get them first, in other words?
It felt like the Cavs were trying to get him first, and then he says, no, I'm going to get you first, but then he thought... That I think this is known that you know, obviously he was hoping that this meeting with Dan Gilbert was going to stay private, and it obviously got leaked because what happened was Dan Gilbert said, all right, I have this trade with the Celtics for that Brooklyn pick, and we all know the deal, what they got, but I want to get a commitment from LeBron. So Dan Gilbert says, hey, I got this trade with Kyrie. He came to me, he says he wants to be dealt. And it's to Boston for the pick. You going to stay? And what do you think, LeBron? You think LeBron gave him an answer?
No.
No, he did not.
Why would he?
But what he did was LeBron got that information and found out Kyrie wanted out. And now then we got all the trade rumors.
Oh, so. Oh, I was wondering how this was going to get back. Here's what you did. Because you're making the assumption that the guy that you don't like was the guy who leaked the information.
I'm not assuming anything. I think Kyrie is implying that.
Yeah?
That LeBron is the guy who leaked all this stuff.
Now, let me ask you this.
But here's why I think it's funny. I don't even blame LeBron for leaking it. Whatever. I think it's funny because it got leaked and got wind to LeBron that Kyrie wanted the trade because Dan Gilbert went to him saying, are you going to stay? You going to stay?
Right.
And
here's
LeBron
what's even more amazing. If there was a chance for you to get the trade you wanted, then why would you leak that? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think that's the trade LeBron wanted. I think
that's what I'm saying.
LeBron wanted his guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I know what happened with that Phoenix trade. They fired the GM. The GM had the former guy, the dude with the glasses,
right.
Griffin.
Right.
He had the good relationship with Phoenix, and he had all the inner workings on that trade already.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the good relationship with Kyrie, and that kind of all just blew up after
Dan Gilbert wouldn't extend his contract.
After Dan Gilbert fired him, or didn't extend his contract. Basically, look. They're run by a circus clown.
But because they have the best player in the NBA, it's hidden.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of circus clown owners, we got our own down here. His name is Derek Jeter. He has his own little project. It's called Project Wolverine. Perhaps you guys have heard of it.
Oh, wait, which reminds me.
Yeah, Barry has a 5-part series on Project Wolverine.
I was so excited. I don't like to read, but when I hear 5-parter on Derek Jeter expose.
Why does that not surprise me?
I'm in. Because I just like to shoot. I like to shoot
from
the hip.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What are you doing?
I just got an email, and it says, Carolina Panthers alumni.
Hey, man.
You play there for
did
like
that count?
7 games?
Not really.
How many games did you play there for?
I think I played like 17 games that year, regular season games.
This could be a big tour for you.
Yeah, this could be a whole thing.
You got the Vikings in the postseason, possibly
the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's
in Minnesota.
Are you going up there and make money?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
I think you should
take us with you.
Yeah,
really?
You played 3 games with Carolina that year.
You know, especially
you had 5 carries, for 11 yards.
Especially because you.
You know, here, Robbie,
just reading the stats.
Right? Can I ask a question?
He thundered in.
Why does everybody else have an opportunity to lie on this show, but I can't? Because
Football Reference,
Pro Football Reference, man, you can't make that up. Yeah, you said you played 17 games that year.
They did a radio reference. Nobody. For us 3.
Okay, but so you were what week?
I went right from Baltimore
so like
to Carolina,
week?
Right?
Yep.
And then straight from Carolina to Minnesota. I was on Carolina's team when we went to Minnesota and played Minnesota.
Yep.
And then was on the other team like 2 weeks later.
You played 11 games in that year with 3 teams.
No, I played in 11 games.
Started at 7.
Right.
That whole year?
That's when I got to Minnesota.
What happened to the other games?
Got there, I didn't play the first week.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, you couldn't pick up the system?
When I got to Minnesota, I knew 4 plays.
At least when you got to Minnesota, you stopped going to expansion teams.
No, I mean, listen, 1,000%, and we need to get this going now, you should take us to Minnesota, maybe show us the old stomping grounds, take us to Paisley Park.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, get Super Bowl tickets if the Jaguars go. Yeah.
That's not happening.
That's cool. I'll call Baselli then.
When it's my Patriots.
Well, if it's Jaguars-Vikings, Leroy's Vikings alumni, you know.
Yeah. Can I go on the field with you?
When it's Patriots-Vikings.
It's not your
Patriots-Vikings alumni. And you know Belichick, so it's like a double thing. And
Calais Campbell's going to kill Tom Brady.
No, that's not happening. No, it's not happening.
You guys done?
We just want to use you for your connections.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are the Carolina Panthers?
I would like to use
you
for a connection.
What's that? I want to get you lunch.
Go into the suit building and ask the suits. My boy is not being taken care of.
Yeah.
You want me to go bring that up? Be great. You know what I'm going to get back in return?
Same thing I get.
Yep.
Bupkis.
Yep.
I'll try. I do it a million times.
No. Don't try. Do. You ask me.
All right, Yoda.
You ask me something, right? You say, hey, can you do this? I say yes. It gets done.
How would you like to be taken care of? Would you maybe like a parking spot or something?
No.
You can get a parking spot here. These headlines, by the way, were brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Did you do the Hall of Fame?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
You ready for a bad cold or flu season? A cold is a cold, but a flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. We'll get to the Hall of Fame in a minute, but I want to end on this story.
The
finalists are out.
Yeah, I want to get to that next time because I want to give some time on that. But this, not from The Onion. An Alabama fan's RV catches fire near the Superdome while in town for the Sugar Bowl. Their comment to reporters.
They tried to cook some meth?
Roll Tide. That's what they give reporters.
Like, so reporters show up as their RV is burning down.
Mm-hmm.
And their comment is Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Do they call Feinbaum show to talk about it?
Probably.
Paul! My RV burnt to the ground and I still went to the game and say, Roll Tide.
Paul, we were grilling some muskrat. Paul, muskrat with barbecue sauce. And not that, like, crazy Texas barbecue sauce. No, Alabama barbecue sauce. And Paul, the muskrat, caught on fire. And burn a whole RV down, Paul.
Muskrat.
We still drinking bourbon, Paul. We go to the game, Roll Tide.
Hey, see? Wrong.
What? Oh, man.
They drink moonshine.
She probably was brewing moonshine.
Yeah.
That's probably what caught her on fire.
What was happening in that RV that it caught fire and burned like that. We seeing pictures of it.
Do you understand the scenarios that you could come up with what would be going on in an Alabama fan's
RV?
Right.
It disintegrated.
Right. Well, it's not really. No, is that a real RV or is that the tag along? The one you pull?
I don't know, man. Either way, it's not small.
Right.
Paul, honey and I, we want to try something a little different after the tide win. So we got that hot wax candles out. Paul.
We're making that cousin love there, Paul.
No, jeez.
Paul, I was with my niece.
Oh, you guys.
It's okay. She's 18. I'm 19.
Roll Tide. Hey, college football season isn't over yet. Join the ticket at Sports Grill and watch the last game of the college football season January 8th. Try Sports Grill's famous special grilled wings and drink specials. It's presented to you by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. You see this rat bastard Nick Saban? I mean, honestly.
What did he
do
now?
The whole world is pissed yesterday because here you are laying into a championship game, which you don't deserve to be in. UCF, they just kicked the crap out of the team that kicked the crap out of you. And you're going to sit here and complain that the turnaround is too quick next week? And then you're going to say, because it's for the kids, man. Because it's for the kids. We got to think about the kids. Oh, okay, Nick Saban. We got to think about the kids, huh? We got to think about the kids? I mean, is there a less genuine person on the face of the planet than that snake, Nick Saban?
I can think of a few, and most of them are all in college football.
Them kids are winning.
Or college basketball.
And that's all they care about.
Fire Wait. Belichick!
And by the way, yeah, he's right about that. You got yourself a bye week. Bitch. All these other teams, they had to play extra games. You're complaining that you got to play another game next week?
Yeah, because guess what? If Auburn didn't have to play in that championship game, they would have gone in before you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Can we just extend it to 8 teams already, please?
You already is basically...
I don't want 8 teams.
I want 8 teams.
It basically already is.
I want...
Here's what it should be. You ready?
The winner of all 5 conferences.
And 3 at-larges.
And 3 at-larges, which right. would give a chance for
to
maybe...
To UCF or
right.
that one, like, undefeated
outlier,
team.
You're right.
That
Boise State.
Here's what you think SEC's going to say. Well, Auburn had a letdown because, you know.
I don't care what the SEC
I don't
has
care.
To
Who
say.
Cares?
They had a crappy bowl record other than they have the 2 teams in the national championship.
Check this out. And one of them, look, and that averages out because one's going to get the loss.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. How do you think I feel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Ten would have been undefeated if it wasn't for
you guys. Michigan. Guys had some issues.
Why does Harbaugh look like he's got a hat that he fell in the that he found in the bottom of his trunk?
Because he probably did. And
hey, can he get like whatever equipment he wants?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with the notion that he better do something next year, or else the seat will be warm?
No, but I could ask.
Depends what Stephen Ross wants.
He's got to find a quarterback.
I was looking for your opinion, not for
no. I think for the last three years they haven't had a quarterback. And they've wasted a really good defense.
But how is it that Jim Harbaugh can't record a quarterback?
I think the 2 quarterbacks were there before he got there.
They said they have
a redshirt freshman.
The guy that developed
that's
going to
play next year.
Well, what year is it? It's year 3 for him, or year 4 going into next year?
No, year 4. I think it's year 4.
Well, Mark Rick's been here for this will be what, year 4 coming up for him?
No, year 3.
Year 3. Because well, he still doesn't have a guy yet. Like, it's not easy. It takes time. Those take time.
Right.
Got a baseball player as his quarterback.
Nope. Look.
He won 10 games.
Here's the problem. Like, depending on what team you're talking about.
Won 10 games and everybody hates him.
Brad Kaya would have beat Wisconsin.
No way. Get out of here. Brad Kaya wouldn't have even been in an ACC championship
depending
game.
On what team you talk about, you can be reasonable like that. You see, you're talking about Michigan. You could care less about Michigan. So you can be reasonable. You know, they need a quarterback. Right? If I say it about your team, right? Because right now, there are people that are saying Mark Rick can't win a big game.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But Kirby Smart can.
Right.
Well, he did.
Right.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he doesn't have a quarterback. Not that would have mattered.
And
because
also,
I still think if you have a quarterback, with all the injuries and with your best receiver sometimes
even with
not catching the ball.
Yeah. Even with Malik Rozier, if Malik Rozier was healthy, but they also had Amon Richards, Chris Herndon, and Mark Walton.
Right.
I mean, how does that change things?
Right.
That's not, none of that's
because
Mark
when
Rich's
they had
fault.
Everybody, they lost to Pittsburgh.
No, they didn't have. They didn't have the same. It was the same injuries.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, and the, look, the Pittsburgh thing is frustrating, but I think the thing when you really look at those things, letdowns happen to people. But
you think
because here's the bigger point for me. You're ultimately measuring yourself up for being with Clemson or even Wisconsin. Like you want to know how you stay. You know you're genuinely a better team than Pittsburgh, right? Or a better program than Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I look at it differently, though.
Okay.
I look at it, if you want to compare yourself to all the teams you talk about and all the teams you want to be on the field with, then you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
By the way, I know it's not the same, but I mean, the Dolphins beat the Patriots this year. Does that mean they're on the same level?
NFL. Different.
Yeah, but Clemson lost to Syracuse.
Clemson lost Syracuse. Granted, their quarterback was hurt, but
the Clemson,
right?
Well, we got Syracuse. Their quarterback cheats.
Yeah, but when your whole team is run through your quarterback, and then you lose your quarterback.
Now you're making excuses for Clemson.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
That's Syracuse quarterback.
Miami. Look, for everything you want to say about Miami,
you had a very nice tweet about the Hurricanes after the game.
They sucked. All of the life they could.
Did you see the tweet that he sent out?
I did see it. It was very nice.
It was heartfelt.
I
was in the locker room when I saw that tweet.
Really?
And I started kind of getting a little bit teary-eyed.
Get out of here.
And I'm also proud that you didn't hashtag pinky toe.
Yeah. No, I was. That's what I was looking. I was looking for a subsequent tweet that said
no.
But in the end, hashtag pinky toe.
No. Why would I do that? I'm not going to congratulate him and then, you know. No, I meant it. So I put it out there. No biggie. It wasn't a biggie. It was an enjoyable year. I enjoy watching those guys play. I'd like the quarterback to have thrown it more to
the Hurricanes. Yeah. It usually helps.
But, like, yeah, man. For every turnover the chain, they put on, somebody was putting on their stuff, too.
By the way, the turnover chain really masked how the defense was this year. They made the defense look a lot better than they actually were.
Well, here's the problem.
It's not yards per game. It's yards per play.
The defense would have been better and would have looked better if the offense would have turned some of those turnovers into points. But when you get a whole bunch of turnovers and they don't result in any points, it's just like a lost big play.
I mean, they had average quarterbacks throw 4 touchdowns against them in the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, but and yes, they did turn some quarterbacks into Heisman Trophy lookalikes, but on the other hand, Leroy is right. I mean, they converted almost none of their turnovers into points. None.
I mean, Hornibrook still went, 23 of 34?
Well, that's because they were gashing them. So you have to understand how these teams are built. Okay? They're not
built for... You got to be able to stop the run.
They're not built for Hornibrook to be able to go out and get you a 300-yard passing game. But if you bring an 8 in the box... then that secondary is wide open. And even an average quarterback can complete a pass to an open receiver running down the field.
I think there's also a wear down effect, too, of the defense.
Like, they were just leaning up. Look, those big offensive linemen, keep in mind, they played over 150 games together, or they have 150 games played between them, okay, which is rare for college team. They all came in together. They've all started together, okay, so... They played a lot of time together, and they just leaned on the defense, just leaned on them.
And, also,
and you could tell how the game was going. Here's how the game went. 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, turnover chain, turnover chain, turnover chain. 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards. Then it's 5 yards, 12 yards, 3 yards, 20 yards.
Miami also could not stop the slant. There was guys running through the middle of the field.
You know why?
Nobody was covering.
You know why? Because your linebackers are close and leave that space.
Correct.
And so it all, their whole offense stems.
Paul Chris did a good job of scheming against Manny Diaz.
No. They did what they did. They did what they do and have done all year. If you stop them from running the football, they look like garbage. If you don't stop the run, it opens up everything for them.
Adam Gase and the Dolphins brass is speaking right now. You got Tannenbaum, Greer, and Gase up there. Some tweets from Adam Beasley. He's saying that signing Jay Cutler was the right decision. Adam Gase also says that Tannehill, I see him as our starting quarterback in 2018, and he will be stronger than he's ever been.
Huh.
So there's that.
Yep.
Did anyone ask if Jay Cutler is going to be back with the
he also,
the team?
If he said what?
Did anyone ask Gase if Cutler will be back?
Cutler said he ain't going to be
back.
Yeah,
Beasley said Gase all but confirms that Cutler won't be back. Apparently Cutler has, like, I saw in the Palm Beach Post, he's got, like, the door open to go back to Fox. So
of course he does. Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. I didn't know if, like, it was a one-time deal with Jay Cutler.
No, I know.
Apparently Jay Cutler's super affable. He's going to be, like,
He's
going to be great on television.
He is?
Yeah.
He can't be as good as Tony Romo.
He's not going to be as good as Tony Romo. But there is going to be a spot open.
How's this quote from Chris Greer on Adam Gase? It says, quote, Adam Gase would kill his own dog if he had to win a Super Bowl.
I'm glad you're putting other people's business out there like that, because I don't think Adam Gase wants to be known as dog killer.
Who's going
to
take over for Chucky and MNF?
Michael Vick had to spend a lot of time in jail for dog killing. Like, if Adam Gase had to sacrifice his dog, but the Dolphins won a Super Bowl,
even Brass,
would he be worshipped?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's gonna take over for John Gruden?
Oh, on Monday Night Football, Peyton Manning.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Yeah, they got to compete with CBS. They got to get that quarterback who can call out the plays.
Oh, it's definitely going to be Peyton Manning.
You think? Is he going to be able to give you the same type of...
Peyton Manning's funny. You know,
he is funny. I know.
I saw him in Ferdinand.
But he's like a gosh darn funny.
Yeah, he's a family-friendly funny, which is what John Gruden is.
He played a cartoon bull I saw on my vacation.
How was that movie, by the way?
Funny.
Here's what I want. I want somebody who will actually call it like they see it, but if it's a bad play, call it a bad play. John Gruden never said that bad about nobody.
Well, he wanted to keep all doors open.
Yep. And see, you don't burn a bridge. Now he's
getting burn a bridge if a guy has
a job
play.
Back.
You call, look,
getting a
if
job
I
back.
See a guy out there and he has a bad play, and I say he's having a bad play, what does that have to do with anything? What bridge is that burning?
Granted, his owner has a 1952 bowl cut.
All I know, look.
No, he's got the cut like Dumb and Dumb.
Maybe you want to make fun of his haircut, but getting rid of Jack Del Rio is a smart move.
It is?
Yeah,
no,
Jack Del Rio
here's
sucks.
Here's why. Stop.
Watch
no,
him take over John Gruden for one
of
them.
Wait. Son of a
let
biscuit.
Me make you guys aware,
no, we're aware
of what's happening.
No, we know exactly what's happening.
Brendan Tobin, anytime he's that vocal about a player or a coach or any situation,
it's a Jacksonville connection.
Follow the
not
pass.
True. Yeah.
That guy made a stop in Jacksonville.
It's not true.
Let me mention a couple of names to you. Blaine Gabbert.
Guy beat us this year. Terrible. it was the worst game ever. just threw the game away. Speaking of Adam Gase, he looks like he's doing some coaching staff maneuvering. I'll tell you about that next. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. So it looks like this Adam Gase, he's doing some old shuffling.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, they have these end-of-the-season press conferences, right? What are they accomplishing?
I don't know. You got to talk. What are you going to do? Like, what are you guys going to do with the 11th pick? Please don't say guard.
No, oh. Then they won't even answer the question.
Chris Greer, I don't want to pick 11th. Well, you don't want to pick 16th. You're here. You might as well pick 11th.
Again. Like, this is all like chit-chat, right?
Who should the Dolphins pick at 11?
Anybody but an offensive lineman. Anybody.
Roquan Smith, Derwin James, Mark Andrews.
Wait a minute. Did you see how he got me? Did y'all notice how Robbie got me?
He's already, like,
wait, no.
He's in the three big boards already.
Did you notice how Robbie got me?
Did they
because
take,
he knew I was going to say offensive guard, no offensive line, and he's just, look, oh, got him. Let me get my list.
Do they take action on the draft?
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of prop bets in the draft.
Really?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Like, how could you possibly bet on that?
Well, you can like last year, I think Christian McCaffrey, the over-under on his draft stock was like 8.5 or whatever, and he was picked 8th. So, yeah, you can do that.
Crazy.
Hey, but no. the biggest one was that Kaya bet.
Oh, yeah, that cost Tobin to do the Dartboard of Doom and have to do the Pat Riley.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Oops.
Was that the worst one so far?
It was pretty bad. I really thought somebody was going to fall in love with him. I did.
No, but I'm saying the...
Oh, the worst. Yeah. That was pretty bad, man. I mean,
it's not going to be worse than Thursday.
Doing the ropes and getting that parachute pouch of...
By the way, I can't make it to your house until like 9:30.
And PM? Night?
Yeah, because I have All Kansas Radio season wrap-up show.
Radio. Then we'll just do it...
We can do it Friday. Yeah. It's going to be colder Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it Friday.
Yep.
All right, cool. All right. We can just actually leave early after the Hard Rock and go up there and do it.
I got to find my Speedo anyway.
Oh, I got to pay off the back wax this week?
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, we got to find somebody to do it.
Well, find someone between now and Friday.
All right.
Spend the late afternoon at Leroy's house.
So it looks like Gase wants some more yes men around him. So they're getting rid of this Clyde Christensen. Looks like he's getting the boot.
Isn't that confirmed. What the boss wants?
I'm just, listen, this is what's going down, all right?
Okay.
So the Miami Herald, they have this report, this Daryl Loggins, he was in town for an interview with Gase, asking Gase, saying, what kind of responsibility could you take off my hands here, old Loggins? And Loggins was the QB coach with him in Chicago, which, by the way, I'm so tired of the Chicago tree. It stinks.
So he helped with Jay
Fox.
Cutler?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Also, this Loggins was the offensive coordinator, you know, coaching Mitchell Trubisky to the 30th QBR in the league. Fantastic. What a genius mind you want him. But hey, this is what you want. Another 37-year-old punk in the building. All these youngins running around wild. Oh, I'm just tired of it. Can we get some maturity into that building? All these guys.
They had the mature guy. He was doing blow off the desk.
Nah, see, here's the thing. That place is like a frat house. And here's what's wild. Knowing from experience running a fraternity, there's always the old guy who hangs around too long and is partying.
Right, the alumni that comes back?
That's Firster.
Right.
We had a guy like that. His name was Gianfranco. And Gianfranco, he was always around. He's way too old to be partying with the 19-year-olds. But he couldn't get rid of him. That's Firster. So they had him. But this Gase, like, you got this Matt Burke. He doesn't know what he's doing, sticking around there with his bro beard. You see that stupid beard? Shave your beard, man. You're not a lumberjack. Why are you looking like that on the sidelines? It's dumb. And now they're going to have some other 37-year-old walking around, what do you say, Master Gase? Whatever you say, can I have another? I'm tired of it, man. So this Clyde Christensen's getting a raw deal. Everybody gets blame on this offense except for Gase.
Oh, well, I didn't get the offense in gear this year. Who am I going to blame? I'm going to blame that meatball Christensen.
Poor Clyde, man. He's getting a raw deal.
You think?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. Anybody who has a little bit of shine on this team, Gase kicks right out the door.
Yeah, but how good is Clyde Christensen, really?
How bad is Clyde Christensen? That should be the question.
But listen, the team needs to improve.
And so they're going to go to the Bears?
No. I'm not saying
they just fired everybody.
I'm not saying they're making the right move with that guy. I'm just saying the team's trying to improve.
You know who needs to fix it? Gase. Stop. Finger pointing all over the place.
I would say that you can get better players.
Well, he trades the best players.
And here we go.
What?
I'll tell you one thing. Right this second, mm-hmm. I will do a dartboard of doom. Kenyon Drake will be more productive than J.J.
I don't know how we bet that.
Next year? Or like in their career?
Do I win if J.H.I. wins the Super Bowl?
No,
it's for next year.
Next year.
What is more productive? Has to be more yards?
More yards.
Well, he's the only, like, Kenyon Drake. I mean, one guy's in the best offense in the league, and the other guy, he's going to be, you know, played into the ground. He gets stat stuff.
How about like...
By the way, this Kenyon Drake, he likes the fuzzy math anyway.
How about yards per rush? Average?
Jai's like a 5.8 with the Eagles.
Touchdowns?
You seem to have these stats locked and loaded.
Of course he does.
I mean, you know.
No, but did you see this Kenyon Drake?
I'm trying to figure out why he was so mad.
By the way,
hold on. This guy comes out and he's tweeting graphics of leading rusher in the last five weeks of the season. And you got Kenyon Drake, you got Kareem Hunt, Todd Gurley. That's not a thing.
You don't get to put up the stats of the last 5 weeks of the season. You didn't play the first 12 then.
And Todd Gurley didn't play this last game. He only had four games.
Leroy. I don't like it.
Oh, this, no.
If Kenyon Drake was British, his ass would have been kicked to the curb for those antics.
This comes in. You're not going to like it. 67974 on the Coral Springs Automa Honda text line. Ajayi is garbage. He couldn't even beat out Blunt.
He doesn't. I mean, he's every time there's a key moment, they're going to Ajayi and not Blunt.
He is quicker and more mobile than Blunt.
They just share carries. Now, there's eight running backs in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because you know what Philadelphia does? They stack having good players. This squad here, they're like, oh, we got a good player and he's getting a little bit of attitude. Kick his ass to the curb.
By the way,
I mean, that's so dumb.
On a side note, we all thought Marvin Lewis was gone.
Yeah, he
got it. It's a solid extension.
Yep.
I kind of, you know, at first
they were
kind
of made for each other.
I was kind of, at first I was like, plot twist. But then I was like, nah, it makes sense. Who are you going to go get?
Right.
Who other than Marvin? Marvin and the Bengals to the grave.
But who else is going to be able to take care of that team?
I don't know.
You can't just bring somebody in and, like, you can't all of a sudden bring somebody like Tom Coughlin to straighten up ship. You won't have any players.
No. But, like, getting back to this Drake thing.
Oh. Yep.
All right. Last 5 weeks of the season, you lead in Russia.
Here, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna say this, and this is under no circumstances, none, zero. If your numbers are better than somebody and you're trying to make a point, you never ever talk about your numbers. Ever.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Yeah,
even if it's plain as day.
Yeah.
You ever notice anybody talking about how many catches, how many yards, how many whatever? Even when they talk about contracts, right, they'll kind of speak around it and say, you know what, I've had more catches than anybody in the last couple of years, or, you know, but they won't give you numbers. There is definitely no analytical chart proving your worthiness that you put out there.
Yeah, well, my dude went to Photoshop to make sure he can make it look all pretty.
Oh, yeah, he retweet put background.
Retweet after retweet. Making it all aqua and orange and everything like that.
Yep.
You might want to watch out there, Kenyon Drake. You get a big head like this, you might find yourself on the Minnesota Vikings next year or some other Super Bowl contender. That's how they punish guys around here.
Damian Williams next up.
Might want to watch yourself. Tiptoe around it.
Gosh.
Real carefully. It is funny, though. They're like, oh, we're going to get Ajayi. He's a me guy. And me. This guy, the first shine he gets, bink. Look at this.
Graphics.
I got my own t-shirt line coming out. All types of sayings Kenyon Drake's got. Yeah, just saying. You know, you might want to mind yourself there, Kenyon Drake, or you might get shipped off to New England.
Hey, that's what the reporters.
Which he would probably like,
hey, no? That's what the reporters are for, to put out the stats.
Unbelievable.
You just play football. I've never seen a guy self-represent by putting his own stat line out there with Photoshop, background, everything.
I mean, Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, yeah. Hassan Whiteside had a great tweet yesterday, which he quickly deleted, where, like, somebody retweeted all of Hassan Whiteside's career highs, and he goes, huh, I'm not a stats guy, but that one with the blocks is pretty cool.
Things like that never, I'm telling you now, if you're a professional athlete, things like this never end well.
It might end better. You might get out of here.
No, even if you're trying to be funny, even if you don't mean anything by it, anytime you talk about yourself or put your numbers so everybody can see them, it never turns out.
Yeah, well, here's a number I want to throw out there. Like, if we want to do the creative math, after they traded the British Bulldog off to Philadelphia, 2-7. So, one guy, he carried you to the playoffs last year, and the dynamic duo of Drake and Williams, and then mostly Drake, 2-7.
So now we blame it on the running back.
I'm not blaming anything. I'm just saying, if we're going to do selective stats, if I get to reach into a grab bag and I get to make my own little graphics,
yeah,
I'll make a little graphic.
He made, like, Drake made his graphics, so you can make anti-Drake graphics.
I don't want to make anti-Drake graphics.
That is anti-Drake. You just blamed all the losing on the running back.
I didn't blame anything.
Yes, you did.
I just think if you're going to come out there, and especially after a game you got your ass kicked out of it for helmet tossing, like you're in the damn Olympics,
Like, what was he mad about?
I don't know. Him and Landry, they were getting attacked.
It always happens with Buffalo.
There's so many fake fights because let me tell you, every time, like, say somebody gets pushed or whatever, the offensive lineman wants to show that he supports his quarterback, so he goes and picks somebody off the pile, flag. Then the defense, they want to say, I'm protecting my guy. Like, yeah.
I got some interesting UCF news for the headlines.
Okay.
Scott Frost is going to coach Nebraska.
Scott Frost has had a change of heart.
Thanks, genius. No.
No, he didn't. His heart is in Nebraska.
Is Blake James putting him on the schedule?
Shut up, Robbie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.